everything's fine. And I think it's a great shame, Alan, that if you wanted me to talk about the report, if you just said you were going to bring that on, I would have had this to hand.
Well, it strikes me that you've done a deal to sell the six care homes to a company that was on the receiving end of a very poor review of compliance in April 2011. The report you describe is a follow-up to that critical report in April, and it seems as though you didn't know about that critical report when the deal was done with Runwood.
I've looked at many of the reports for Runwood Homes, and from time to time...
You just happened to miss the bad one.
There have been reports which have been less than adequate, and then we've gone back and they've improved them. And can I say, that does happen in most homes where there is a change of management or something happens. This is an extremely...
That doesn't make it all right, though, does it?
Well, it's an extremely well-run home. In fact, most of the things on that they found were very satisfactory. It was the staffing levels they were dissatisfied with. The rest of the report is good, but that has now been put right. And that's the important thing. It's been put right. They've paid attention to the details there.
But you
and
didn't
I think it's
know.
Unfair of you.
You didn't
it's
know.
It's unfair of you to pretend
you didn't
that this
know.
Is still the situation when I saw the situation
you
was
didn't,
different.
You didn't know.
I can't remember every report I've read, but I have read
no, well,
a lot
I think,
of these
but in something as significant as this and such a big news story, an issue which, as you will be well aware, gets people quite fired up on both sides of the argument, it would have been sensible to have been aware of all the facts concerning the company that you want to take over the six care homes, because
you know,
you're bound to get into discussions such as this if there's been a critical report of the company Runwood, which had the Care Quality Commission saying there should be enough members of staff to keep people safe and meet their health and welfare needs.
Do you know, Alan,
not
I think we have a duty.
Outcome.
I think we all have a duty to tell the truth. And the truth is, as in the report
today... The truth
today,
is you didn't know
the
that
truth,
they'd had a bad report,
whether
isn't
it? I knew or not...
Well, let's talk about the truth.
Whether I knew
what
or
is the
not,
truth? What is the truth? Did you know?
Whether I knew about the report
what is the
or
truth?
Not...
Did
the
you
truth,
know?
The truth of the situation today...
No, I want to know the truth of what you knew.
That home is adequately staffed.
People
aren't interested in whether I've read a report or not.
No,
people
I think
are interested in whether the home is run in a proper fashion.
You really think
that's
that people don't
today,
think
and
that
that's
you should
what the
be,
report says.
You really don't think people think you should have a duty of care to the old people of Nottinghamshire and that you should perhaps know the full facts about the companies that you're trying to sell care homes to?
I hope you're not accusing me of not having a duty of care, Alan.
Well, I'm
today,
asking you if you knew about the dodgy report and you're not answering me that question.
It
doesn't sound like somebody who has a full duty of care.
And it doesn't sound like an interviewer that wants to hear any answers either. I'm telling you what I saw today. What I saw today was a satisfactory home, well run, with happy people in it, and members of their families there who were happy.